Hello, friends. My name is Helen. I'm here to tell you a story from the Book of God, and it's about Lazarus and the rich man. Jesus continued his journey towards Jerusalem. All along the way, he taught and told stories about the kingdom of God to his closest followers, the religious leaders, and the crowds of people. One day, Jesus was telling a story to his closest followers, but some religious leaders were listening too. When the religious leaders heard Jesus say these things, they scoffed and laughed at him because they love money. Jesus said to them, "You make yourself look good in front of people, but God knows what is really in your heart. The things that people value the most in this world are the things that God hates." Jesus went on to tell a story. He said, "There was a rich man who wore the best, most expensive clothes. He feasted on the finest foods. He lived in luxury every day. At the gate of his property, there was a poor man, Lazarus, who was laid there. He was covered with sores. He lay there and wanted very much the leftover food scrap that fell from the rich man's meal. Even dogs would come and lick the sore on his body. Finally, the poor man died. An angel from God took him to heaven. There in heaven, Lazarus sat close to grandfather Abraham. The rich man died too, and he was buried. He went to hell, where he suffered in torment in the fires of hell. Far away, the rich man could see grandfather Abraham in heaven, and beside him was the poor man, Lazarus. The rich man cried out, 'Grandfather Abraham, please, I beg you, have mercy on me. Please send Lazarus over here to dip the tip of his finger in water and touch my tongue to cool it off. I am suffering terribly in this fire.' But Abraham responded, 'Son, remember when you lived on earth, you had everything you wanted. Lazarus suffered a difficult life, but now Lazarus is here with me in heaven. He is being comforted. And you are suffering. Besides, God put a great pit between us. No one can cross.' The rich man begged again, 'Please, Grandfather Abraham, send Lazarus to my father's house to warn my five brothers to repent, turn away from their disobedience and sin, and turn and follow God. I don't want them to come to this place of suffering and torment.' But Abraham said, 'No, they have been warned by the scriptures written by Moses and the prophets. Your brothers can read and listen to that.' The rich man answered, 'No, Grandfather Abraham. But if someone goes to them from the dead to warn them, they will turn away from their sins and turn to God.' But Abraham answered, 'If they won't listen to what is written in scriptures, they won't listen even if a dead man comes back to life to warn them.'" That is the story about the rich man and Lazarus that Jesus told his closest followers and the religious leaders.